be the thing to do. Is there any more advice on body language?
Well, it's important to have a relaxed body position. You need to show the other person that you're comfortable being with them. Also, try not to be far away from them. Of course, there is a comfortable distance, but try leaning a little closer to them than usual. It will show you're interested and hold their attention better. Don't forget to watch their body language, too. If they position their body in a similar way to you, it means they find you interesting, too. This is called mirroring.
Is there anything that seems to work well when you're talking to someone you're attracted to?
Not surprisingly, it seems that you'll have a better chance if you smile. Anyone who's ever spoken to someone on the phone will tell you that it's easy to tell when the other person is smiling because you can hear it in their voice. When talking to a potential partner, a smile will not only affect your tone of voice, keeping it light and fun, but it will also show the other person that you are happy to be with them. And don't forget that a smile is extremely contagious, and before long the other person will be smiling back at you. This will make them feel happier, a feeling that they will quickly connect with you.
How interesting, and very true. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for now, Mary, but thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. File 5B, Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Now, a lot of research has been done recently about love, what causes it, and what we do to attract someone. Mary is in the studio with us today, and she's going to explain the results of some of these studies to us. Mary, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Let's start with how to meet new people. Some people like to start a conversation with a person they like by saying something funny. But how useful is this?
Not very useful at all, I'm afraid, Jeremy. Research shows that only 7% of attraction has anything to do with what you say. It's the tone and the speed of your voice that make a difference. This makes up 38% of the attraction. But the most important thing of all is body language. This contributes to a massive 55% of the attraction.
So what can we do to improve our body language?
Well, it seems that the best way to make the person you're talking to feel attracted to you is to look into their eyes. An American psychologist did an experiment about this in New York. He got complete strangers to stare into each other's eyes for 2 minutes without talking. Afterward, many of the couples said that they had strong feelings of attraction to each other, and one of the couples even got married.
Really? Then staring must